Well, it's good to see everybody here tonight. And as mentioned, we're going to have a slightly different format, and that we're going to be using songs to guide our thoughts as we go through a theme tonight. I think it's pretty safe to say that we as human beings strive for peace, and we desire peace, and we want peace. And so tonight, that's what I want to look at and sing about tonight, is finding that path to peace. The biggest obstacle to peace is anxiety. And when you think about anxiety and you boil it down, it really comes from not knowing. And some of the things that really cause the most anxiety and the most stress is when we do not know who is in control. Now, while I was not alive this time, think back to the Kennedy assassination. When that happened, we did not know what was coming. We did not know who was in control. Now, we knew the line of succession. We know all that, all those things. But your certainty in those things was damaged when that event happened. You were not sure who was in control. That caused anxiety in this entire nation. Now, to one that I do remember Y2K? We didn't know what was going to happen with the computers. We thought all the computers were going to think it was 1900, the year 1900, and everything was going to shut down. That caused a lot of anxiety. And people didn't know what was going to happen. When we don't know what's going to happen, that causes anxiety. It keeps us from peace. And obviously on 9/11, I think one of the biggest things that caused anxiety is we didn't know what to do. We were sitting there, we were watching the TV, we were seeing that smoke rise, we were watching those buildings fall, and there was nothing. We didn't know what we could do. We didn't know what to do in that situation. And so that causes anxiety. And so as we go on this path to peace, we need to figure these things out. We need to find out the answers to these questions in order for us to have peace. And so first of all, we need to know who is in control. In Psalm 46, starting in verse 8, "Come behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth."
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
Lord, I believe. We'll sing the first and the second verse.
The fires that bloom.
power. Now that we know who's in control, we have to come to the conclusion that we are not in control. There are many plans in a man's heart, Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Even when we recognize who it is that's in control, we still try to take control. We still try to step in. We are still arrogant enough to think that we know what needs to be done. And when that's the case, it's hard to find peace. Have you ever seen a control freak that's content? It can't happen. We have to recognize who is in control. And so we must humble ourselves in order to find peace.
Pray.
Excuse me. Once our pride is out of the way, we're still not at peace. Because now we can see what we're in. We can see the condition that we are in. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death. And Jesus answered them and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin." And after giving his disciples a difficult truth, they were greatly astonished, saying, "Who then can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." So we see the deep hole we're in. We see the trouble. We see the armies of sin surrounding us. And so we must look to the hills. Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in, from this time forth and even forevermore. please stand with me.
Peace be still.
when we make that call for deliverance, God will answer the call. And when He answers that call, it's up to us to submit to Him. James chapter 4, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. ahead and blank that, Andrew. Peace I ask, but peace must be, Lord, in being one with Thee. May Thy will, not mine, be done. May Thy will and mine be one. And what does that do? Chase these doubtings from my heart. Now Thy perfect peace impart. Peace comes from allowing the one we trust to be in control. There's something I've learned over the past few years, having had to fly quite a bit. And it freaks some people out, but it brings comfort to me. When they close that door on the plane, I'm not in control anymore. I have no say over what happens. And why that doesn't bother me is I know somewhat of what the guy up front has to go through to be able to sit in that seat. All the training, all the experience, all the time. And there's nothing I can do about it anyway. And so I have no trouble on a plane. I can't sleep just for other reasons, but I'm at peace on a plane because I have no control. And that's okay with me. When we look at God as our pilot, shouldn't that make it easy to let go and to be at peace and know that He is in control? When we let God take control, we know who's in control. We know what's going to happen because He tells us. And we know what to do because He tells us. So we can have peace because we know.
Thank you.
It is well.
Whatever my lot, thou hast on me too.
we have peace. When we sung the song, Jesus the Master is Raging, you remember that story. Where was Jesus when the storm was raging? He's in the bottom of sleep. You know why Jesus was asleep? He knew he was in control. And we can have that peace as well. In John chapter 16, he says, I've said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. I hope we've been able to see the path to peace tonight. And if that peace is not yours, it can be. And we can help you with that. And so I ask you tonight, if there's any way that we can help you to find that peace and to get on that path of peace, please come forward as we stand and sing.